on these old, and even the players, like, I mean, I know it's still, like, it's low, eh? Like, I'm older than probably, like, 3 or 4 years old. So it's like, all our guys, I know, you guys, your team's much older than ours. Well, the weird thing is that, like, the White Sox, for whatever reason, have this, like, absurd pipeline. they just haven't been good. Like, I thought, yeah, because I don't like the Astros that much because they're generally a bonus. Yeah. But I like, I appreciate the Astros and what they've done for baseball in terms of how they've, like,
getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back to the TaxSlayer pregame show here on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live or MILB TV. Nathan Strauss joined by the man they call Big Maple, not James Paxton, fellow Canadian, David McCabe. David, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So you're a rare, not that rare, but somewhat of a rarity in baseball, being from north of the United States, from the true north, strong and free, Canada. Born in Oshawa, or were you born in Oshawa or just grew up there?
I was born and grew up there in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
And for the people who aren't familiar with Canadian geography, where would you describe Oshawa as being?
I'm about 45 minutes northeast of Toronto.
So did you grow up a Blue Jays fan?
I did. Everything Toronto sports, Raptors, Blue Jays, Maple Leafs, so each fan of all of them.
You've got to be thrilled with the Leafs right now, about to win their first playoff series since we were both in high school?
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it and say anything, but they're looking good right now, so hopefully they can keep it going and not blow another 3-1 lead.
Well, it would be funny if it did. Just kidding. Boston sports fan here. But so growing up in Canada, you know, we think of Canada as being frankly a hockey first nation. What's the baseball scene like when you grow up and have that as your primary sport?
It's a little different. It's not really based around high school like it is, I've come to find out, in America. It's more based on travel ball. There's sort of travel ball leagues where teams play each other each weekend for whenever it's warm until June, so like May and June, and then in July they would go play tournaments in the States, and that's kind of how our baseball scene worked up there.
Now, at 6'4", 225 or so, or 6'3", 225 or so, you know, you have the physique to be playing defense for, you know, the Oshawa Generals. Were you a hockey player at one point in time as well?
I was. I grew up playing hockey until I was about 12 or 13, but baseball was always my first love, so after that I decided to focus my energy on baseball.
Now, we have in your game notes that you went to a sort of a sports performance-oriented high school. What was that like for you, and how did they find you? Did you find them?
So one of my travel ball coaches was a teacher at the school, and he just kind of mentioned it to my family that it would be good for my development. So school was long. It was a grind. It was about 45 minutes from my house, so I would be up at 5:45 every morning getting to school by 7:30, we'd have baseball for 2 hours, come back, class, lift, then more class, and then I get home around 4 or 5 every day. So it was long days, but it definitely, I would say, it prepared me for college and the grind that college baseball is.
Now in the States, we obviously have the sort of perfect game system with regionals, and you sort of progress up the ranks like that. I know in Canada they have sort of similar things with provinces. And you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you actually played at the Rogers Centre a couple of times. What was your experience like, I guess, with that sort of level of youth baseball in Canada?
Yeah, so they have this tournament every year. It's called Tournament 12. And it's just basically top prospects from each country come. They play at the Rogers Centre for a week or two. And it was lots of fun. You get to face the best competition in Canada. Obviously, it's not like the States, so there's not good players everywhere all the time. So being able to face that good, tough competition for a week straight was a lot of fun.
Now, I've seen your dad be super active on social media and stuff. Do you have siblings? What's your sort of family dynamic? What do they do?
Yeah, so my parents are back home in Canada. And then I have a little brother. He's playing baseball at Lewisburg College right now, at JUCO in North Carolina.
That's awesome. Do they ever get down to watch, or have they made the trip down south, yeah, I guess, yet from Canada?
Not for my pro career yet. They were able to come once or twice while I was at Charlotte, and they're planning to come here soon, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully they get to make it out.
And that's a good segue too. You know, you play at Charlotte for the 49ers, a good baseball program. How was that? How was that recruiting process for you? And what did you get out of your years there?
The recruiting process was, it was just kind of everything falling into place. I had to take a gap year out of high school because I never had any Division I offer. Charlotte was my only offer. I played with the Rome pitching coach, Mike Steed, for the Ontario Blue Jays, and we went on a tour playing Division I colleges in the States. I happened to play well at Charlotte, and everything just kind of fell into place, and it was a blessing. Charlotte, they were the best 3 years of my life. I loved my time there. The coaches helped me immensely, helped me grow as a person and a player, and I wouldn't be where I am today without that time.
Did you face any of the guys on this team during your time at Charlotte? I know Janis faced off with Schwellenbach. Did you play with or against any of them?
I think Landon Harper is the only one I played against. I never faced him because I was hurt that series that we played Southern Miss, but I think he was the only one that I played.
And what did you do in the summers? Did you play summer ball?
I didn't, so my freshman year was COVID, so I went back home. My sophomore year, I was hurt, so I stayed in Charlotte and trained. And then my junior year, I also stayed in Charlotte and trained just before the draft. So I never ended up playing collegiate summer ball, which is rare.
Then you end up getting drafted in the fourth round and by a franchise that obviously has a Canadian at the top of it in Alex Anthopoulos. And there are a lot of Canadians in the system right now, and including a couple on this team. What was your response or reaction to being drafted, and what was the process like for you after signing?
It was a dream come true. I'd always wanted to play professional baseball, so being able to get that call and be drafted by the Braves was a blessing, and I'm super thankful for the opportunity. First taste of pro ball was good. It was fun. It's an adjustment. It's very different from college. Everything's better. Everything's quicker, so the first year, I'd say, was like a learning experience, and we're just kind of growing and trying to get better from there.
You obviously hit from both sides of the plate. You mentioned last week that I think you started switch hitting when you were like 4 or 5 years old. Is there a side of the plate that you prefer to hit from?
Depends on the day. Some days one feels good and the other feels bad, and then they switch. And then some days both feel bad and you just feel like the worst baseball player ever. But now, I'd say in game, mostly left-handed. It's more comfortable just because I do it more often, and I see far more right-handers than left-handers.
And both your home runs this year have come so far, batting left-handed, and both have been opposite field shots as well. When you're considering yourself on the field, have you always been just a third baseman? Have you played any sort of corner outfield, or have you been sort of third, first base, and sort of platoon hitting as well?
Yeah, I've never played outfield. Never really been quick enough for that, but I played a little bit of short my freshman year in college, which I probably shouldn't have been playing short, but then I played first and third and DH the rest of my time in college just because of injuries. I was at the DH spot a lot.
Awesome. Well, I've seen you reading a lot before games. What do you do, I guess, outside of baseball to keep yourself amused during these long seasons?
I do read a lot. I'm always reading my Bible and learning and studying, and right now I'm trying to currently work through the whole Bible. I'm in Psalms right now, so we're getting there. It's a big book, and it's a long read to get through.
One of the biggest.
Yeah, but we're trying, and we're getting closer. But other than that, I love golfing. I play pretty much every off day, every chance I get, so I really enjoy that.
Well, I think if you're looking to golf, you're probably in the right place, at least for now.
For sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David. We'll see you out on the field, and we'll be back with more in a few short moments here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner. Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, welcome into Kannapolis, North Carolina. We've got daytime baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live. Welcome in, folks. The Green Jackets last night picked up an 11-7 victory in the series opening game in extra innings. They put up their biggest offensive inning of the year in the 10th yesterday, scoring 6 runs courtesy of 2 walks, 2 hit by pitches, and a couple of timely base knocks. Today, they will be looking to build on yesterday's performance and pick up their second straight win. The Green Jackets come into today with a record of 8-13. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, coming in at 12-8 for the second straight week. And the second week of 3 weeks in a row, the Green Jackets will be playing a daytime baseball game. They played last Tuesday and lost to the Columbia Fireflies. And next week, they will be hosting, and they'll be hosting the Charleston River Dogs and play a daytime game of baseball then as well. As this is a run of 3 straight weeks with a day game. The Green Jackets so far have gone just 1-3 in games that begin in the afternoon, looking to buck that trend so far with an outing today. They'll be going up against a lefty for the second straight night, Shane Murphy. And the Green Jackets have mashed against lefties on the season, hitting .272 against southpaws, the best mark of any team in the Carolina League against left-handers. Today for the Green Jackets, it'll be Ambioris Tavares leading off and playing short. Jeremy Celedonio will bat second and play in right field. David McCabe bats third, and he will be at third base. Ethan Werkinger is the cleanup hitter today. He is in center field. Justin Janis is the DH at first base and batting fifth. Nick Clarno slots in behind the dish. He bats sixth today, 1-11 last series, and 0-3 against lefties on the year. Jair Casanova stays in the lineup to bat seventh. He plays in right field, and he went 3-5 yesterday, a career day. 4 runs batted in, his first homer of the year, and a career best 4 times on base. Mekhi Backstrom makes his series debut, batting eighth and playing at first base, and Francisco Floyd will play at second and bat ninth in this one. Stepping in is Ambioris Tavares as we get set to go here from Kannapolis. Education day, a lot of school kids in attendance, and also maybe some folks from the area who just needed an excuse to get out of the office as we get underway here. Game number 22 of the season for the Green Jackets. The first pitch is popped foul by Tavares and out of play. Green Jackets in their road, or rather their alternate green jerseys. Green jerseys, black numbers, and the military camo and trim down the front. Kannapolis in their home white pants with blue jerseys, blue caps with a red brim, and the white ballers written across the front. The 0-1 pitch grounded foul down the third baseline. Murphy, the lefty on the mound, 0-1, a .240 ERA, 6'5", 210 pounds. Drafted out of community college last year in the 14th round. Has gone 15 innings so far this year and is coming off his best outing of the season. The 0-2 pitch is sliced foul down the right field line, arcing towards the corner, and it will get out of play by about 5 feet. He took the loss his last time out despite giving up no earned runs. He struck out 5 and walked 2 the previous outing. Excuse me, that was his first outing of the year. Last time out, he struck out 4, allowed 1 earned run, and picked up a no decision. Tavares checks his swing and goes around, and it is a called third strike. Actually, they'll say he went around on the swing. So it is a strikeout for Tavares, who has struggled in the K category. And that'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio. Last night, Celedonio launched his 4th home run of the season, which leads the team. It's 3rd in the Carolina League. He also walked and struck out twice. Against lefties, he has struggled a little bit, hitting .154, but that's pretty in keeping with where he's at right now, hitting .160 on the year. And he'll take the first pitch low at 82. Celedonio leads the Green Jackets with 11 runs batted in. The 1-0. Gets the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. So Murphy on the mound took the loss in his season opening performance. And he took a no decision in the last 2 outings. The pitch is popped up on the right side of the infield. The pitcher is battling the sun. It is very bright. The first baseman will make the catch. The first baseman, Willits, had to come all the way over and fight off the bright light here to make the catch, but there is 2 away. The Green Jackets yesterday struck out only 9 times, their lowest in a single game this season. That's a big reason why they had that success. David McCabe at the plate now, struck out twice, however. He went 0-2, two strikeouts and three walks. And he'll slice the first pitch foul and out of play as a balloon drifts over the field. McCabe hitting as a righty right now. The switch hitter is hitting 188 as a righty and 240 as a lefty. And he's down in the count here, 0-1 with no score in the top of the first. The pitch is outside, taken for a ball by McCabe. McCabe has taken the most balls of any Green Jackets player this year, now 145. He's seen the most pitches of any Green Jackets player this year, now up to 240. No one on and two away here, no score, top of the first. The 1-1 pitch is in for a strike on the inside corner at 89. The Green Jackets will have Seth Keller, yet to allow a run this season, making the start in the bottom of the frame. The 1-2. Checked his swing. He went around, and it's a two-strikeout top of the first for Shane Murphy. Green Jackets 0 and Kannapolis coming up in the bottom of the first. You're listening to Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, the Green Jackets did not stay up all night last night after picking up that extra inning win, one of the longer games of the season for Augusta. They went back to the hotel, got a quick night of sleep, and then came back to the ballpark at 8:30 this morning for the 11 a.m. first pitch between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers. But in the top of the first, no score. We head to the bottom of inning number one. These daytime games, because teams typically do what's called a show and go, no real batting practice, not even in the batting cages, no infield or outfield fielding practice. A couple of pitchers might throw, but that is it. Not a whole lot of offense typically in these games. It typically favors pitchers when you play these early games. For the Green Jackets, they have on the mound Seth Keller getting the start, the Virginia native, the sixth rounder in last year's draft. He has been immaculate, giving up 5 hits and 10 innings of work this year, striking out 9. Yet to give up a run, and he fires in the first pitch for a strike at 90 miles an hour to Jordan Sprinkle, who sprinkled in 2 doubles yesterday, rather 2 base hits and also a stolen base. 23rd overall prospect in this White Sox organization. Righty on righty, the matchup, the 0-1, misses down and away. Keller on the hill uses a nice little split finger changeup as his primary off-speed pitch, along with a tight slider. His fastball sits in the mid-90s. 1-1, the count to the leadoff man. The pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 2-1. Jordan Sprinkle, Mario Camaletti, and Tim Elko, the 3 due up. In fact, 1-4 are unchanged from yesterday. 5, 6, 7, and 9 all change in the lineup for the home team. The 2-1 pitch fouled off the back of the left shin of Sprinkle. A big California presence in this starting lineup today. A lot of players taken out of California schools, both high school and four-year colleges, and junior colleges, for that matter. The 2-2 pitch. Waved at and missed, strike 3. It's a strikeout for Sprinkle as Keller fans his first batter of the day. He has now struck out 10 batters on the season. Coming into today, batters are hitting just 156 against Seth Keller, a whip of .70. Some stellar numbers across the first 10 and a third innings of work now on the year for Seth Keller. And up to the plate, Mario Camaletti, the god of walks. He will take the first pitch outside for a ball. His 37% walk rate is 6% higher than any other player in all of minor league baseball. He gets on base at over a 50% clip. He's hitting just 200, but his on-base percentage, 520. The 1-0 pitch misses outside 2-0. And last night, he more or less hit for the walk cycle. A single, a base on balls, and a hit by pitch. I guess all he needed to do was reach on an error to really, you know, reach first base in four different ways. The 2-0 pitch in the zone for a strike. There are seven ways, by the way, a batter can reach first base. That'll be our trivia question of the day, by the way. Can you name all seven ways a batter can reach first base? We'll get you the answer to that one in the top of the second inning. 2-1 the count on the lefty, Camaletti. The pitch, outside, 3-1. Camaletti also scored twice. Seven runs yesterday for the Cannonballers. Two came in the bottom of the 10th when the Green Jackets were up six on a two-run home run by the cleanup man, Brooks Baldwin. No score with one away here in the bottom of the first. The 3-1 pitch is in the zone for a strike, 3-2. Obviously, you know the easy ones, a walk and a base hit. See if you can get the other five. Dad, I know you're listening, so see if you can do it. Full count here with no one on and one away. The payoff pitch is tipped out of the mitt of Klarno behind the dish. The Green Jackets defensively have Nick Klarno behind home plate, David McCabe at third, on Bioris Tavares at short. Francisco Floyd makes his series debut at second. And Mekhi Backstrom, in the same vein, makes his series debut at first. Casanova in left, Workinger in center, Celedonio in right. And the payoff pitch, driven into right center field. Deep, going back is Celedonio at the track, and he will make the catch about 360 feet away from home plate. Nearly was able to poke that one out. That is the shallowest part of the field in that power alley, but didn't quite have the difference, distance rather, and that becomes a long F9. And that'll bring up Tim Elko, leading the league in average, coming into today, hitting 341, leading the league in runs batted in with 26. Yesterday, a rare off day, and by off day, I mean he went 1-for-5 with an RBI. Every ball that he hit was mashed. Even his ground ball was scalded yesterday. And the pitch is taken for a strike, and he is playing like someone who just doesn't want to be here for too much longer. He wants to take that 45-minute drive and join the Winston-Salem Dash, the high A affiliate of the White Sox, the product of Ole Miss and Wichita, Kansas. 0-1. Just misses outside for a ball. Elko, an imposing body, 6'4", 240, 10th rounder in last year's draft, one of the better college bats available. And the 1-1 pitch, grounded to short, fielded by Tavares. He throws across his body in time for the out that retires the side. Seth Keller sends down an order in the first. To the second, we go no score on the Green Jackets Radio Network here in Kannapolis.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
back here in the top of inning number two. Kannapolis, North Carolina is the location on a beautiful sunny day here in North Carolina. There are some clouds in the sky. I suppose a meteorologist would describe this as partly cloudy. But the sun is incredibly bright, so bright that I had to go and borrow some sunglasses from the folks in the clubhouse. Ethan Werkinger steps in and takes a breaking ball, a big looping breaking ball for ball one. Last night, Werkinger 1-for-4 with an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout, riding a 6-game hit streak into today. The 1-0. Checked his swing on a fastball high, but did not go, and it is 2-0. Werkinger and Janis, the two men due up first here in this top of the second inning, are both riding season-high 6-game hit streaks. The 2-0 pitch gets the zone. It is 2-1. Those are tied for the season-long in hit streaks for the Green Jackets so far this season. Werk hitting 254. The 2-1 taken low, 3-1. He has also been taking more pitches in the last week, well up over 4.5 pitches per plate appearance, one of the better marks on the team. No one on and no score in the top of the second. The 3-1 pitch is in the zone for a strike, and it did indeed get part of the corner. Werkinger had tossed his bat towards the dugout. Always thought it must be a little bit difficult for a player to do that and then have to reset so soon for the next pitch. The 3-2 breaking ball. That one is up high, and that will be a walk to lead off the inning for Werkinger. So the first base runner of the game is the young man from San Diego, and that'll bring up Justin Janis, the lefty who just cannot do any wrong against left-handed pitching, hitting .727 against lefties this year as a lefty. And he will take the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner. 6-game hit streak for Janis. Last night, a weird one. 1-for-2 with an RBI, 2 walks, and a hit by pitch. The second time this year, he reached base 4 times in a game. Pickoff throw comes over to first as Werkinger dives back in safely. Werkinger has tried to steal 3 times so far this season, and all 3 of them have been of the delayed variety where he's just tried to time up the opposing pitcher. The pitch, grounded to second, could be 2. Second baseman to short for 1. The throw on to first does not arrive as the shortstop Sprinkle didn't have a play. And it becomes a 4-6 fielder's choice for Justin Janis, who takes over on first base. Werkinger is retired at second base, and the catcher, Nick Clarno, steps in. About half an hour from where he played his college ball in Hickory, North Carolina. He went to Lenoir Rhine University, Division II school. Janis, a big lead off the bag at first as Clarno takes ball 1. No score, no runs, no hits, no errors for either team here. In the top of inning number 2, Green Jackets picked up the win in the season opener yesterday, looking to piece together a second straight win for just the second time this year. The 0-1 rocketed high and deep to left field. It is on the warning track, and it is caught with a leaping grab right below the line. Nick Clarno thought he had one, as did I, and it ends up as a flyout within 6 inches of home run distance to left field. Man, was that one close, but it becomes just another out on the scoreline. Clarno yet to homer this year. Couldn't have missed by more than 5 or 6 inches. The left fielder, Laureano, was right against the wall, and he made the grab with a leaping catch, and there's 2 away. Pickoff throw comes over to first once again. And that'll bring up Jair Casanova. Career day yesterday, 3-for-5, 4 runs batted in, and a home run. The most hits he's had in a professional game, the most times he's reached in a game. And he will take the first pitch inside and low for a ball. Raises his average to .175. Struggling against lefties, .143, although he did have that home run yesterday, and that'll help him. The 1-0. Fouled off. And, well, the home plate umpire initially said it was a fair ball. It was a foul ball. And he got some help from the base umpire on that call. It hit him in the box. The manager doesn't like this for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Pat Leyland, the son of legendary Tigers manager Jim Leyland. It was a funky one. It was fouled off. It certainly hit foul ground first. It then hit off of Casanova's leg and spun fair. But of course, it's not about where it's fielded after it lands in foul territory. If it lands foul at first, it is a foul ball. Leyland, who had a couple of words for this umpiring crew in the 10th inning yesterday when two pitch clock violations were called on Billy Seidel, the stellar closer who last night gave up his first six earned runs of the season in save situations. So Leyland voicing his displeasure here, although it is maybe not the wisest hill to die on early on in this game, unless he's looking for an even earlier shower, just given the fact that this game did start at 11 a.m. He goes back to the dugout. It'll go down as a foul ball. The count is 1-1. This umpiring crew got a lot of stuff right last night. Michael Corbett behind home plate. Chris Jenke is the man on the bases today in blue, although they are actually wearing black. The 1-1, runner's going. Pitch is taken low. Throw down to second is in plenty of time. And Janis is thrown out trying to steal to retire the side. Second caught stealing of the series. Third of the series, actually, for the Green Jackets. So they will send three men up to the plate as well and have 7, 8, and 9 to up in the third. No score through an inning and a half with the Cannonballers coming up when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
No score, bottom two here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Green Jackets and Cannonballers scoreless yesterday at this time. The Cannonballers had already taken a lead as the Green Jackets fell behind and then ended up having to come back a couple of times from deficits in yesterday's game. Stepping in is the lefty Baldwin, and he grounds the first pitch to Tavares, who has it go right off his glove. And that will be either an infield hit or an error, and it is indeed a hit. So that's the right call there. That ball was hit onto the outfield grass. It would have been a real tough play for Tavares, even with Tavares being the excellent defender that he is. So Baldwin is now 4-for-6 this series. And the leadoff man is aboard for Luis Pineda, the Venezuelan catcher, batting fifth today. Two home runs on the year, hitting just below the Mendoza line. The pitch inside backs him off the plate, and it is 1-0. Good crowd here on this morning start time, Education Day. It's a good chance to get folks in the schools, from the schools, to the ballpark. The 1-0. Sliced off the bat, dropping quickly. The second baseman will throw wide of the mark at second, and taking third base is the runner, and he slides in safely. What a weird play that was. So the infield was playing up the middle, just a blooper off the end of the bat. It landed in shallow second baseman's territory. The runner at first had to hold up because he didn't know if it was going to be caught or not. The throw from Floyd to short to Tavares covering the second base bag was errant, and he should pick up a throwing error. And there are now runners at the corners with no one out. Baldwin advances to third. Pineda is on at first. Onward will likely go down as a fielder's choice. If Pineda does not get credited with a base hit. So a fielder's choice puts Pineda on first for the righty, Drake Logan. Logan gets hit. He gets him on the shoulder with a breaking ball that slipped, and the bases are loaded with no one out. So Pineda moves to second. Logan, who had struck out in 28 of his 52 at-bats, is aboard the hard way, and that'll bring up Bryce Willits hitting 229 with a chance to do some damage here. Infield at double play depth with no score in the bottom of the second. Bases are juiced with no one out. Outfield playing straight away. There is a lot of space down the right field line right now. The right fielder is playing in the alley. And Keller delivers strike one. Keller so far this season through 11 innings has yet to allow an earned run. And he will have to do some magic here to avoid surrendering a run. The lefty Willits lines the 0-1 to shallow center field. Tavares, the shortstop, makes an incredible catch. The throw to second is in time. Oh, what a play by the middle infielders. The 6-4 double play. And Keller gets a pair of outs when he needed it. A flare off the end of the bat, nearly a good old-fashioned Carolina League single. And instead, it becomes two. Pineda out at second. The batter Willits is out, and now there's two away. Laureano comes up to the dish with runners on first and third. A steal situation here. The pitch is in the zone for a strike. Laureano, the righty, went 2-for-4, his first multi-double game of the season. First game of the season with one or more extra base hits. A double here would score a pair. Pickoff throw comes over to first. Not in time. Clarno behind the dish has thrown out the second most would-be base stealers in all of the Carolina League. And with two away, he's thrown out, 14 of 34 base stealers on the season, a little over 33%. The 0-1 misses low and away. It is 1-1. No score here in the bottom of the second. The cannonballer to the bases loaded and no one out. And then a pop-out double play, 6-4, puts two away with runners at the corners. Go-ahead run on third here in the bottom of the second. 1-1, the count to the eight-man Laureano. The pitch is taken low and in the dirt. And it is 2-1. On deck, the nine-man. Cabrera Weaver out of Decatur, Georgia. Grew up right down the road from AAA Gwinnett's stadium. The 2-1 pitch. Fly into center field, shallow center field, should be playable for Workinger. He has a beat on it, and he will make the catch. So Seth Keller loads the bases with no one out and gets out of it. We're through two innings here with no score on the Green Jackets Radio Network here in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert D. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love alone.
That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the top of the third in Kannapolis, North Carolina, Seth Keller plays Houdini there in the bottom of the inning after giving up an infield hit, a fielder's choice with an error, and a hit by pitch. He gets a double play and a flyout to avoid surrendering a run, and he takes us to the top of the third, tied at zero. Casanova will take ball one to begin this frame. Casanova was at the dish when Janis got thrown out stealing. The three times the Green Jackets have been thrown out stealing the series, none of them have been close. And Casanova swings and misses at the 1-0. It is 1-1. Tyler Collins did steal his ninth bag yesterday. He is fourth in the Carolina League. However, he is one of two players to not have been caught and have stolen over eight bags. So the success rate is tops in the league. As Casanova fouls this one off, it is 1-2. Casanova, Backstrom, and Floyd, the three due up here in the third. Green Jackets looking for their first hit of the game. The 1-2 held up on a high fastball. It's 2-2. Yesterday, the Green Jackets didn't get a base hit until their ninth batter of the game, and that was Casanova, who blasted one over the right center field wall, a little Oppo Taco home run. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and he goes down on strikes. Seven batters up and seven batters down, although Werkinger did draw a walk. There was a fielder's choice in there, so for your baseball purists out there, it wasn't the traditional seven up, seven down. But now to the plate is Mekhi Backstrom, who loves hitting in this ballpark. Hit a 430-foot home run here last year. When he hits the ball, it stays hit. The pitch in the zone for a strike. Against lefties so far this year, Backstrom has an extra base hit, a triple down the right field line, but he has not been putting the ball in play. In fact, he only put the ball in play once in seven at-bats last series. And he will take strike two. He's down in the count 0-2. Actually, that was prior to Sunday. On Sunday, he did go 1-for-3. So he ended up going 1-for-10 with seven strikeouts last week against Columbia. He's down in the count here 0-2. The pitch swung on and missed. Three-pitch strikeout for Backstrom. Up to four now on the day for Shane Murphy on the bump, and there's two away for Francisco Floyd. No score here, top of the third inning in Kannapolis. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Wednesday for baseball. 65 degrees, partly cloudy, incredibly bright sun. The nine-man Francisco Floyd to the dish. He has struck out 53% of the time this season, the highest K rate on this team, one of the highest in the Carolina League. As he takes strike one, Murphy is settled into a real rhythm on the mound. Just 33 pitches so far. He shakes off Pineda behind the dish. The 0-1 swung on and missed with some high cheddar at 88. Not overpowering stuff by any means from the lefty, but at 6-5, it's playing quite well. The 0-2 up and away, 1-2. The Green Jackets will finally take a pitch here. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for Kannapolis in the bottom of the third. The 1-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Didn't go on a breaking ball in the dirt, and the count evens up at 2-2. Green Jackets scored a season-high 11 runs yesterday, six of them coming in inning number 10. They sent nine men to the plate in extra frames. The pitch is swung on and missed. It is a three-strikeout inning for Murphy, who strikes out the side in order. We head to the bottom of the third, no score on the Green Jackets radio network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Cuerpito que tú tienes, el traje de baño chiquitito te queda. Esa blanquita con el sol y de una ya se pone morena.
Bottom of the third here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. No score between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers, with 9-1 and 2 due up this half inning for the home team. Seth Keller on the mound was able to strand three runners last inning. Actually, well, he loaded the bases with no one out and ended up stranding two courtesy of a double play. We'll bring you back to our trivia question from the first inning. We'll give you until the end of this half inning. There are seven ways to reach first base. Seven ways to reach first base. You know some of them off the top of your head. Obviously, there's a hit and a walk. But can you name all seven? If you think you know, holler at us on social media or any other way to communicate with us to give us your answer. Stepping in is Cabrera Weaver, who takes ball one. A native of Decatur, Georgia, in the greater Atlanta area. Right on the outskirts of where you can begin to say that you're from Atlanta. The 1-0. Swung on and missed. A nice split change there. It's 1-1. Keller now up to 27 pitches here in the bottom of inning number three. He has still yet to allow an earned run now, any kind of run whatsoever, actually, through 12 innings of work on the year. The longest scoreless streak for a Green Jackets pitcher. The 1-1 pitch, bat shatters. Playing it on a hop is Tavares. He throws to first just in time. He had to make that play while also avoiding the debris of the bat. It shattered at the handle, and the bat handle itself landed no more than 2 feet away from where that ground ball went. And the bat boy will come out and pick up that piece of discarded lumber. We've seen a lot of bats starting to crack recently. I think it might have to do with either the uptick in humidity in the last couple of weeks or the fact that these are bats that have now been used for a couple of weeks and maybe they're just some unseen fishers. But there's one away here for the leadoff man, Jordan Sprinkle, who checks his swing on a breaking ball, but it's a called strike. Weaver retired 6-3. Tavares has made now two very difficult plays, including turning a 6-4 double play in his last half inning. The 0-1 up high. So seven ways to reach first base. We're going to make these broadcasts more and more interactive now as we've all got the hang of things here as we enter the second month of baseball. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away, 2-1. Keller on the mound, not the biggest arm, at 5'10", 180, the seventh youngest player in the Carolina League right now, just 18 years of age. In fact, the Green Jackets have two pitchers who are amongst the 10 youngest players in low A. Fuentes, the Sunday starter, is the youngest. The 2-1 pitch to Sprinkle, caught on and missed. Tried to hold up on a breaking ball and could not, and the count evens up at 2-2. Sprinkle struck out to open the game, his second strikeout of the series, now 2-for-6 against Augusta on the season. Infield is back, outfield at a medium depth with no score and one away with no one on. The 2-2 grounded softly down the third baseline, but foul as it nubbed off the bottom part of the bat. Keller working out of the windup as he does with no one on base. Not all pitchers do these days. The 2-2 fouled off again over the roof and out of play. Construction ongoing in right center field of what looks like a soon-to-be mixed-use development. Perhaps an apartment complex with 5 or 6 stories of apartment buildings and maybe a restaurant or a store on the bottom floor. The 2-2. Lined, caught by the third baseman McCabe, taking away extra bases. He had to range over to his glove side to nab that one, but he made the catch, and there's two away. That was destined for the left field corner, and Sprinkle, who runs very well, would have had his eyes set on second base. But instead, there are now two away. And that'll bring up Mario Camilletti. He flew out his first time up. 37% of his at-bats end up in walks. We keep mentioning it, but he has the most walks in minor league baseball right now, but he'll ground the first pitch to second. Floyd is up. He runs over to the bag and underhands it to be extra sure to Mekhi Backstrom. Three up, three down for Keller, who's needed just 37 pitches now to get through three full innings. To the top of the fourth we go. No score in Kannapolis on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the fourth here, top of the order coming up as well here in Kannapolis. Green Jackets and Cannonballers tied at zero. Tavares up to the dish, one of five strikeouts so far for Murphy on the bump, and he will take strike one. Shane Murphy dealing so far has gone four innings, six innings, and five innings in his starts so far this year. He's given up just four earned runs, and he is cruising so far today. The 0-1 lined into left field, dropping quickly and falling for the first base hit of the day as Tavares is aboard with a leadoff single. The left fielder, Laureano, was caught in two minds about maybe trying to slide and grab that one in the air, but it fell at the right length for a leadoff knock. And the Green Jackets are aboard for Jeremy Celedonio. He popped out on a high pop-up to the first baseman his first time up. Tavares, second in the league in being picked off or caught stealing, takes the lead as Celedonio grounds the first pitch foul. The Green Jackets are not afraid to run on the base paths. He does have five stolen bases, but mix that in with the four caught stealings or being picked off, and the number looks a little bit less good for Tavares on the bag. He is being held on by Willits at first. 0-1 on Celedonio. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, fooled him, and it's 0-2. Shane Murphy out of Chandler, Arizona, a place where there is allegedly an annual ostrich festival. Pickoff throw comes to first. Tavares back in, scampering. He stays on his feet. Murphy drafted out of Chandler Gilbert Community College, another college arm drafted by the White Sox. You have a good track record of doing that. The 0-2 up and away for a ball 1-2. Obviously, you think about talented White Sox pitching draft pick, your first thought has to be going back to the 2011 draft when they selected a young southpaw by the name of Chris Sale from Florida Gulf Coast University. The 1-2 taken high for a ball. Tavares dancing off of first base, distracting a little bit. Pickoff throw comes first again. Other pitchers that have come through the White Sox system, obviously Michael Kopech, who was traded by the Red Sox as part of one of a number of trades between those two teams. He was throwing 100, 101, but has struggled with injuries. Runner goes. 2-2, swung on and missed. The throw to second is in time. Another caught stealing for the Green Jackets. Their second of the game, their fourth of the series, as Pineda will turn the strike him out, throw him out, double play. And there are now two away and no one on for David McCabe. It has not all been success stories, though, for White Sox top prospects. You think about the Oscar Colosses of the world, still yet to make a huge impact. The scouting, the art of scouting is an imperfect one, as McCabe will take strike one. Colson Montgomery, now in high A, Winston-Salem, is the top prospect in the White Sox organization, although they did draft a promising high school lefty, Noah Schultz, in the first round of last year's draft. 0-1 pitch misses up and away. Schultz was actually being considered to pitch in Major League spring training this year, which would have been very aggressive for an 18, 19-year-old. The 1-1. Breaking ball, socked down the right field line, but playable, and the right fielder, Logan, makes the catch running into the LED in right field. Nearly an oppo field base hit, but the Green Jackets get their first base hit of the game and strand him, courtesy of a strike him out, throw him out, double play. To the bottom of the fourth we go, still no score here. That was a speedy inning, just 3.5 minutes here in Kannapolis. To the bottom of the fourth we go.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the fourth here, still no score in a game that has been flying by. 3.5 innings in the books, just 50 minutes gone. We've yet to see any pitch clock violations today, and we didn't see any through the first 9 innings of yesterday's game until we saw 2, both of which forced in runs on 3 ball counts in the top of the 10th yesterday. Tim Elko, beat up man, leading off this half inning, and he takes a ball. If there ever was a time to pitch around someone, I suppose it would be the leadoff man, Elko, who hitting now .337. His average has dropped 20 points in his last 6 at-bats because he's just 1-for-6 against the Green Jackets so far. 6 homers leads the league. The 1-0. Grounded sharply to short. Tavares, nice backhanded stab across the diamond in time to make the catch is Backstrom at first base. Not an easy play for Tavares there either. He has shown some just absolute 70-grade defensive plays this year, and that is why he is thought of as being the top infield defensive prospect in this Braves organization. You look at the success of someone like Braden Shoemake in AAA, who is putting it together on both sides of the ball now. Well, Tavares beginning to do the same thing here as well. For Brooks Baldwin, who will line the first pitch down the right field line in for a base hit. The fifth hit of the day. Baldwin hit second base. He will stay there as the ball got tangled up below the LED there. It is a stand-up double for Baldwin. Here is a look at Brooks Baldwin's series so far. yesterday, he led off with an RBI double. He struck out his next at-bat, had an RBI single, a two RBI single with a stolen base. He struck out in the seventh, homered in the tenth. So he is now 5-for-7 with two doubles, two singles, and a home run. That would be... ten total bases. Had to do some quick math there. I'm not really a big math guy. And he is aboard on second with one away, and he does have speed as well. First pitch misses down and away to Drake, or rather to Luis Pineda. Pineda reached on a fielder's choice. He blooped one to the hole between the first baseman and second baseman his last time up. Heavily shifting over to the left-hand side now for the righty, the 1-0. Slice foul and out of play. Some kids are going to try and make a play. Let's see if they can do it. And it drops right into the seat of a kid. What a lucky break for that man dressed all in red. Perfectly positioned. And the count is 1-1. Baldwin is a threat to run off of second base, although you probably don't want to make an out at third here with no score in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-1. Gets the zone with a nice little breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Pineda hitting 178. Keller through 3 1/3 innings, 42 pitches, one strikeout, but he's been effective at getting outs from balls in play so far. And taking time here is Pineda. We have our answers, by the way, to the trivia question, which we will get to you at the conclusion of this at-bat. Runner on second with one away here. No score, bottom four. Keller staring down Pineda. The 1-2. Lined sharply through into left field for a base hit. That's going to score the run. Baldwin hits third. He will score. The ball is caught up in that left field corner, and the throw comes into Tavares. It is an RBI double for Pineda, and the first earned run of the season for Keller as Baldwin comes in to score. So the scoreless streak is over at 13 1/3 innings of work as Pineda drives in a run. His eighth RBI of the season. And that'll bring up Drake Logan. He got hit by the first pitch he saw in his last at-bat. Hitting 212 with more strikeouts than any other. He fouls the first pitch off. 28 strikeouts in 52 at-bats. Good for second in the Carolina League for most Ks so far. We saw the leader last week with Eric Pena. .105 was that one off the bat of Pineda down the left field line. McKeeve did not have a play on it. The 0-1 gets the zone 0-2. The seven ways to reach base, to reach first base: a hit, a walk, a hit by pitch, an error, a fielder's choice, a dropped third strike, and catcher's interference, which goes into the book as an error, but it is a way to get on first base. The 0-2. Tried to tempt him on a breaking ball, and he laid off. As calling time here is Nick Clarno. As getting up and throwing down the left field line is John Carlos Lara. One and two, the count. Runner on second, one run home here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is taken low, 2-2. Pitch is taken for a ball. Looked like it got a good part of the zone there. And the count goes full. Base open at first with a runner on second. A ground out and back-to-back doubles here to begin the bottom of inning number four. And Kannapolis is up 1-0 with a runner in scoring position. The 3-2. In there, called strike three. Great pitch location there on that nasty split change. And it is the second strikeout of the day. The first strikeout looking for Seth Keller. And that'll bring up Bryce Willits. He flew into that 6-4 double play with the bases loaded and no one out back in the second inning. And he is up now with a runner on second and two away. The lefty looks out. The pitch is taken for a strike. Willits, another California product out of UC Santa Barbara. Hit 302 there his final year. Infield is back for everyone except for the third baseman, McCabe. The 0-1. Slice foul out of play over the Green Jackets bullpen down the left field line. And the count is 0-2. Green Jackets will have 4, 5, and 6 due up. They have yet to send more than three men to the plate in an inning so far today. Short lead for the catcher, Pineda, off of second. The 0-2. Lined into left center field, dropping quickly but hanging up long enough for Casanova to make the catch. But a pair of doubles, including an RBI, one for Pineda, gets the first run of the board across home plate. It is 1-0 Kannapolis through four full innings here as the Green Jackets are up to bat next when we come back.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at wowway.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Four, five, and six due up for the Green Jackets here in the top of the fifth, staring a deficit down here in Kannapolis with Murphy, the lefty, on the mound. He delivers a first pitch strike on the outside corner to Ethan Werkinger. Werkinger so far is 0-0. He walked to extend his on-base streak to seven games, riding a six-game hitting streak today. Green Jackets with just one base hit through four innings. The 0-1 grounded to the left side and through for a base hit. There is his base hit. Make it seven games in a row that he has recorded a knock, and for the second straight inning, actually the third straight inning now, the Green Jackets have the lead runner aboard. Three of the last four frames, they have gotten that leadoff man on, as he has the second hit of the day, and that will bring up Justin Janis, the lefty killer, who grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up. Janis fouls off the first pitch. Janis hitting 689 against lefties following that previous ground out. Also riding a six-game hit streak. Pickoff throw comes over to first. Werkinger scampers back in. Green Jackets are 0-2 on the base paths so far today. Tavares got caught stealing for the fifth time this year, and Janis also got thrown out back in the second. Green Jackets down a run, but they have the leadoff man aboard. The 0-1 taken inside 1-1. The pitch, breaking ball, just a little bit high, 2-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Blew it by him there. So the count evens up at 2-2. Short lead for Werkinger on first. The pitch, fouled off. Janis just got a piece of it. So we'll do it all over again. Five, now six strikeouts on the line for Murphy so far. The pitch, sliced foul. Good plate appearance here by Janis to just see the pitch count go up a little bit. Now a six-pitch at bat, forcing Murphy up to 55 pitches on the day. If he pitches like this, we saw the starter in yesterday's game, Schweitzer, go over 90 pitches for the first time in this season. The pitch is popped up, could be playable, but now it's drifting foul towards us here on the third base side and lands on our roof. So the eighth pitch of the at-bat on the way. Three straight foul balls here from Janis. The pitch, lined softly, dropping fast towards left center field. The shortstop will make the play on his backhand, had to go a long way to make that catch, but he does get there in time. Werkinger goes back to the bag at first. And there is one away. Nick Klarno steps to the plate. Now he has made the best contact of the day for the Green Jackets. He flew out to within 3 or 4 inches of a home run his last time up. And he takes a first pitch strike. Murphy's ERA now down south of 2, 186 through 4 1/3 innings so far today. He has been very efficient. The 0-1 up high, 1-1. Pineda fakes the snap throw down to first, more playfully than anything else. One nothing, Kannapolis on top. The pitch to Klarno, he checked his swing but did not hold up, and he goes around, it's 1-2. On deck, Jair Casanova. Pickoff throw comes to first. Werkinger is back in safely. Middle infielders at double play depth. The 1-2 pitch is popped up. Right side of the infield, the second baseman Camiletti calling for it on the outfield grass makes the catch about 5 feet behind the infield dirt. So a couple of soft pop-ups here with a runner aboard. And that'll bring up Jair Casanova with one on and two away. Pitcher begins to loosen in the bullpen. It is Zach Cable, who we saw warming up yesterday. You don't really see too many stand-up sit-downs here in minor league baseball where you get called to warm up and don't end up going into the game. And the first pitch to Casanova, a big looping breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike one. The wind is blowing out to right center field here today. We haven't seen it capture any fly balls just yet, as we saw yesterday. The 0-1. Line down the right field line, dropping fast, slicing, it is in. And Werkinger heads to third. Casanova will stand at first, and the Green Jackets have runners on the corners. It is a 5-game hit streak for Jair Casanova as he continues to heat up. And the Green Jackets are cooking with two away here in the top of the fifth. A slicing line drive off the bat of the righty Casanova that went all the way down close to the foul line in right field. As he is now hitting almost 200. Backstrom up to the plate, grounds the first pitch, foul. It's impressive that he has raised that average, by the way, to 190, because he started off the year 1-17, which is a big hole to dig yourself out of, mentally and numerically. But Casanova is on first, Workinger on third. Green Jackets down a run, but threatening here with two away in the top of the fifth. Murphy on the mound, delivers the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Backstrom has seen five pitches, and he has not made contact yet. A three-pitch strikeout back in the fifth, trying to avoid the similar fate here in inning. Rather, three-pitch strikeout back in the third, trying to avoid the same thing here in the fifth. The 0-2, fouled off. Backstrom admitted before the game we were talking, and he knows it's been a struggle, but trying to break out of a slump here in a big way. Just one for his last 11. The 0-2 called third strike. And that will get Murphy out of the inning as the Green Jackets will strand a pair. Backstrom fans for the second time, and we hit the halfway mark in this game. To the bottom of the fifth we go. We'll keep it here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Back here in the bottom of inning number five. It'll be 8-9-1. Laureano, Weaver, and Sprinkle do up. Seth Keller remains on the mound through four innings of work. He now enters his longest outing of the year. As the eight-man Laureano, who flew out the first time up, takes ball one up and in. Keller, at only 53 pitches through four innings, has been very efficient and has only surrendered a handful of base runners in this one. Three hits and a hit by pitch, but no walks just yet. The 1-0 grounded up the middle and through to center field for a base hit. Laureano has had himself a good series. He is now 3-6 for a guy who came in hitting just 192 yesterday. He has raised that a fair bit, and he is aboard to lead off the frame. And that'll bring up Cabrera Weaver. Weaver, a seventh rounder all the way back in 2018 out of high school in Georgia, runs a 6.27 60-yard dash, and he'll ground the first pitch to third. McCabe to second for one. On to first in time. Around the horn they go, 5-4-3. It is the second double play turned by the Green Jackets today, and there's that efficiency from Seth Keller. He has just been absolutely tremendous, and there are two away for the top of the order. Jordan Sprinkle. Well, mentioned how well Weaver runs, too, which makes that more impressive. It was not a hard-hit ball there. but in the right position and a good transfer from the second baseman, Floyd. The Green Jackets turned a pair of double plays yesterday as well. Sprinkle 0 for 2. Takes the first pitch in for a strike. Keller trying to become the second Green Jackets starting pitcher to go 5 innings this season after Jorge Bautista did it on Sunday, April 16th, perhaps? The 0-1. Grounded to third. McCabe plays it on the forehand. Throws to first. In time. Wow, how about that? A four-pitch inning for Seth Keller. Sends us to the sixth. It is 1-0 Kannapolis on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Top of the sixth here in Kannapolis, 1-0 the score, and we have a pitching change, the first of the day for either team. As entering the game is Mark McLaughlin, not the former Boston College player of hockey who is now in the Bruins organization, but the pitcher out of Johns Creek, Georgia. As he gets Floyd to foul the first pitch off and out of play. The 0-1 is in the zone on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Floyd so far today is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. The 0-2, sliced sharply, has home run distance, but it's well fouled. McLaughlin, out of Atlanta, Georgia, played for the Tennessee Volunteers. And he's got an 0-2 count here on the 9-man Floyd. The pitch taken up high. Good eye there by Floyd. Johns Creek, Georgia, listed as the hometown. Seventh rounder in last year's draft. The pitch is taken low and away. Was a reliever for much of his career at Tennessee. Also was an occasional spot starter. And once or twice was a weekend starter as well. 25th ranked player in the state of Georgia back in 2019. The 1-2 pitch is fouled off again by Floyd. His brother Sean is a pitcher in the Angels organization. The 2-2 pitch taken outside. And evidently, that is ball 4. It certainly looked like that was just the third pitch that he took for a ball on that at-bat. And now they have to make him go put his batting gloves back on because he'd already tossed it off to the dugout. So now the 3-2. And now it is ball 4 as he takes a pitch up high. So sometimes, you know, when you're broadcasting a game and there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, you're running the social media accounts, you're tweeting, you're keeping score in the book, and you're looking over and having conversations with people, you can get a little bit distracted, and it's totally easy to miss a pitch every now and again, especially in the era of automatic balls and strikes. But I was pretty sure I saw all five pitches of that at bat. And Tavares ropes the first pitch in the center field, going back to the center fielder Weaver. It is off the wall. Floyd hits third. He is going to be waved around to home. The throw is cut off by the second baseman. There will be no throw. It is a stand-up triple for Ambiori's Tavares of the RBI variety, and we are all tied up at one. That was a rocket as it exploded off the bat. It hit off of that 16-foot-high wall in center field, 99 miles an hour off the bat, 388 feet. I mean, that is nearly home run distance if he doesn't hit that one to straightaway center field. And the infield will come in following the walk to Floyd and the RBI triple by Tavares, the second triple of the season for the Green Jackets, as McLaughlin misses high with ball one to Celedonio. The pitch taken low for a ball 2-0. Sean McLaughlin, by the way, the brother of Mark McLaughlin, was a Braves pick back in 2015. He made it as high as double A and then was released, so he is currently a free agent. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Runner on third, no one out for the heart of the order. Celedonio 0-2 with a 2-1 count. The pitch grounded softly up the third baseline. No play at home plate as Tavares stays put, and it becomes a ground out for Celedonio. Good work by the third baseman there, Baldwin, to just look Tavares back. It was just hit too shallow and too soft to try scoring, especially with no one out. And that will bring up David McCabe. 0-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout, trying to record a base hit or a productive out here to give the Green Jackets the lead. McLaughlin's ERA up to 1,500. The first pitch is in for a strike to McCabe. This is the fourth outing of the season for McLaughlin, the tall righty. The 0-1, flown foul out of play, 0-2. His last outing, he gave up three hits and an earned run. He walked three and struck out three. He did pick up the win in that game against Kannapolis, but he has now given up nine, make it 10 earned runs in 6 1/3 innings of work this year. The 0-2 to McCabe, swung on and missed, and there is the second out. And Ethan Werkinger is the man at the plate. The infield will go back now with two away. Werkinger, 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. Already extended his hit streak, and he swings and misses at strike one. Looking for his seventh run batted in of the year. Tavares is on third. He drove home the run in this inning. The 0-1 bounces in there, and it's blocked well by Pineda. It is 1-1. Now a run, four hits, and an error for Augusta. A run, four hits, no errors for Kannapolis. We are all even at one apiece. The pitch lined into right field, a base hit. It's a two-hit day for Werkinger as Tavares comes in to score. The seventh RBI for Ethan Werkinger, who has reached in all three plate appearances, and the Green Jackets take the lead 2-1. Werkinger is putting together some really good numbers the last couple of games. Tavares scores from third, and the Jackets take their first lead of the game. As Justin Janis steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch. Werkinger on first now with two away, but two runs home here in this frame. The pitch lined up the middle, in for a base hit as Werkinger hits second and will stop there. Janis has extended his hit streak to seven games, and it's the fourth base runner of the inning, the third hit of the frame for the Green Jackets, who have two aboard with two away for Nick Clarno. And we will have a visit from the pitching coach in this one. Blake Hickman goes out for a chat. It all got started with a six-pitch walk to Francisco Floyd. Tavares tripled him home. Celedonio grounded out. McCabe struck out, but then an RBI single from Werkner and a single for Justin Janis has delivered the lead to Augusta. First and second for Clarno. He takes the first pitch low for a ball. 0 for 2, a deep flyout and a pop out for him today. With two aboard here and two away. The 1-0 taken in the dirt. Snap throw coming to first, and he is just safe. That was a close play there as Janis was nearly caught slipping. The Green Jackets have to lead the Carolina League in back picks this year. They have been caught out by a number of them. That's clearly on the video report. Taking third, by the way, on that throw was Ethan Werkinger. It was not a stolen base. He took third on the back pick. And Clarno takes ball three. So a 3-0 count here with runners on the corners and two away. With a 2-1 lead, you assume that this is a green light situation. The 3-0 in for a strike. And now it's certainly a green light situation with a hitter's count and runners on the corners. Janis leads off of first, Werkinger off of third. The pitch lined up the middle for a base hit. Werkinger comes in to score. Janis hits second and holds there as it's an RBI knock for Nick Clarno. And the Green Jackets strike again. It is now 3-1 Augusta. A four-hit inning for the Green Jackets, who have all of a sudden lit it up offensively as we have another mound visit here with a pitcher beginning to throw in the bullpen. The Green Jackets yesterday, 11 runs on 9 hits. Their second-best hit total of the season, their best run-scoring total of the season. Now with 7 hits today, they came into yesterday hitting 190. They came into last Tuesday's game hitting 171. And as of right now with 7 hits, I believe their average is going to be up to about 200, which is still last in the Carolina League. But there was only one way to go, and that was up. And it's about time to see some regression to the mean. Casanova, the next to bat. With runners on first and second, he takes a ball. 1 for 2 is Casanova. 4 for 6 this series. The 1-0 swung on and missed at a pitch that was in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Another tough outing for McLaughlin, who, with two runners aboard, has already been tagged for 4 hits and 3 earned runs. The 1-1 fouled off. So 1-2 with 2 aboard. 3 runs home in the 6th. Green Jackets up 2 now. The pitch lined up the middle, but right at the second baseman, Camiletti. Well positioned there to make the catch. That retires the side. But the Green Jackets score 3 times, courtesy of RBIs from Tavares, Werkinger, and Nick Clarno. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Green Jackets on top for the first time. And it would appear that Seth Keller is going to go back to the mound. Actually, it'll be John Carlos Lara who goes to the mound when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Tax Slayer feels like
saddling
up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
So back here in the bottom of the sixth, Seth Keller's night is done. He is in line for the win as of right now. Five innings of work. One run, four hits. The run was earned, and a couple of strikeouts to boot. And replacing him will be number 12, John Carlos Lara, who likely because of forgetting his jersey in Augusta, is wearing Ellison Joseph's number 11. Because Joseph pitched yesterday, it is likely that they just gave him the jersey today and left Joseph off the eligible lineup card, which you are easily allowed to do. Not the most, rigorous league when it comes to upholding jersey code and uniform violations. I mean, can you think about how ticky-tacky you would have to be to ask for a manager to wear a jersey in the Carolina League? But that's beside the point. 2-3 and 4 due up against Lara. Green Jackets up 3-1. First pitch is a strike at 94 to Camaletti. So far, 0-2. 1-5 on the series with a walk and a hit by pitch. He scored twice yesterday. The 0-1 misses inside 1-1. 23 walks leads the Carolina League. His 37% walk rate coming into today was far and away the best in all of minor league baseball from over 1,000 players. The 1-1. Up and away, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, up and away. 93 there from Lara. And it's a hitter's count. Typically, you think about that as a swinging count, but for a man who likes to walk, perhaps it's a use-your-discretion kind of count. With no one on here and no one out in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch is foul, tipped off the mask of Clarno, and the count goes full. So a 3-2 count to Camaletti. The pitch is swung on and missed. Filthy. A breaking ball in the dirt. And it's a leadoff strikeout here in the bottom of inning number 6. And that'll bring up Tim Elko. Elko so far today 0-2 with a pair of groundouts to short. He is 1-7 on the series. The pitch, high, check swing by Elko, but he held up. Elko hitting 333, has cooled off a little bit. He was, I believe, the first player of the week in the Carolina League a couple of weeks ago. The pitch swung on and missed, couldn't catch up there to 95. The 1-0, grounded, fair down the third baseline. It gets all the way to the corner. This is going to be another extra base hit for Elko, who will coast into second with a stand-up double. That ball rode the foul line all the way into the left field corner and then got caught up a little bit in the padding. So it is the second double of the series for Elko, and he is in scoring position with one away for Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, this series, is approaching intentional walk hot right now. A single and a double today with a run. He is 5-7 with two doubles, two singles, and a homer this series. Just white hot, not even red hot, but lightning hot right now at the dish. And he smokes the first pitch to center field, but it's going to hang up long enough for Workinger, who battles the sun. He makes the catch. Elko's trying to tag. The throw in is not in time. It didn't get caught by Tavares, and Workinger was very far back, and he was retreating. So good decision there by the wily Elko to take third base there. It would take a heck of an arm to be backpedaling and throw a runner out from deep center field at this level of baseball in particular. But there are two away. For Luis Pineda, who drove home the run of the game so far for Kannapolis with a scalding double to left his last time up. Two away for Lara. 3-1, Green Jackets on top. Runner on third. First pitch is bounced up, stopped by Klarna. How about last night? The Oakland A's. As this pitch is sliced foul and out of play on the right field line, the count is 1-1. Rookie Mason Miller out of a D3 college pitched 7 1/3 innings of a no-hitter yesterday and just his third Major League Baseball start. The A's did lose, and they are now 6-24. The 1-1. Low and in the dirt, 2-1. But still a very cool story. This is a guy who has thrown the 10 fastest pitches in AAA this year, who got called up and out of Waynesburg University, I believe. The 2-1 pitch fouled off right into the dugout of Kannapolis. Takes a weird ricochet. Actually, out of Gardner Webb, which is another school actually in Nick Clarno's conference. He faced him a number of times. Mason Miller pitched in only 11 minor league games before getting the call up to the majors, and he has been dominant so far. The 2-2. Grounded off the end of the bat to first. Backstrom is going to have to take this himself. He gets there just in time because Lara didn't cover the bag, and Backstrom saves his bacon as Lara is going to owe him a cold beverage to make up for that one. But we head to the bottom, rather the top of inning number 7, 3-1, as Nick Clarno gives a little talking to Lara on the mound. The coaches will hate it, but as far as we're concerned, it'll send us to the top of the 7th inning with a 3-1 score. You're listening to the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the top of inning number 7. Green Jackets up 3-1. A new pitcher is on the mound as Mekhi Backstrom steps in and takes ball 1. Backstrom so far today 0-2. He did make a nice defensive play there to save a run. And he will rope the first pitch down the right field line. It is off the wall. Backstrom hits second. He's thinking 3. He hits the second base bag, is coasting into third with his second triple of the season. Well, Backstrom needed that to fall. He nearly pushed it out. It went over the head of the right fielder, who nearly made a remarkable leaping grab. And the leadoff man is aboard. Backstrom notches his second 3-bagger of the season. And he is on third, and a great chance for some insurance here for the Green Jackets in the 7th. Drake Logan in right field nearly had that ball. It also was probably 3 or 4 feet away from getting out of the ballpark. It is actually Mark McLaughlin who remains on the mound here.
It's still McLaughlin, right? I can tell because it was a...
So it's actually McLaughlin who remains on the mound here. There is an arm up and throwing. Floyd at the plate. Takes the first pitch high, ball one. So McLaughlin, having a rough go of things so far, he has given up now 5 base hits and 3 runs, and a runner on third here with no one out. Floyd, the 0-1, fouls it off. It's 1-1. When there is a runner on third and no one out, you are expected to score 1.3 runs, meaning more often than not, that run comes in to score as the pitch is taken for a ball. It's 2-1 on Floyd. When the bases are loaded with no outs, by the way, you're expected to score 2.2 runs, and Kanapolis scored 0 earlier today in that situation. The 2-1 to Floyd, swing and a miss. The 2-2 bounced in there as Floyd has worked a full count. If you haven't looked at one of these before, look up a run probability chart. It explains a lot about the game of baseball and how it is managed at the modern level. Backstrom on third, the 3-2, is tipped and dropped by the catcher Pineda, and I think he took that one off the inside of his cleat, and that is a painful one as he will try and hobble it off. These run probability charts give you more or less a matrix of what to expect when there are X number of runners on at which base with a certain number of outs. So, for example, you can see that with a runner on third and no one out, about 1 1/3 runs come in to score in every inning, meaning over the last 10 years of baseball, that is the average that scores in that situation. The 3-2. Grounded up the middle. It takes a tough hop. The shortstop will throw to first in time. Not deep enough and not hard enough to get Backstrom home. It is a ground out for Floyd, 6-3. And the top of the order, Ambioris Tavares up to the plate. Tavares laced a triple to center field off of this pitcher McLaughlin his last time up. Nearly muscled it out. He has a two-hit day today, a single and a triple, but he is not going to face McLaughlin as we are going to have a pitching change. McLaughlin will leave today on the hook for the loss. He's given up 3 and is responsible for the runner on third base. Tavares looking for another RBI, already with 2 hits, his 3rd multi-hit game of the season. We'll be back in a flash with a pitching change when we come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Well, we've got a pitching change here in the 7th inning with 1 away and a runner on 3rd. Coming into the game is Fronder Veras out of Santo Domingo. The 24-year-old still putting it together here, and he is going to have to strand an insurance run in scoring position. McLaughlin, 1 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Of course, that 3-run number could become a 4 if Tavares is able to put something in play here. Tavares, 2 for 3, a single, a triple, and a strikeout. And he will take the first pitch down low at 79 for a ball. Green Jackets up 3-1 here. 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. Trying to pick up their second consecutive win on the road. The 1-0. Laid off a breaking ball away. It's 2-0. The Green Jackets, to put into perspective how this season has gone so far, have only won 2 games in a row one time this year. And that was a Saturday and Sunday back-to-back shutouts in the first home series of the season. The 2-0. Inside for a ball, 3-0. Swing away count here for Tavares. The pitch is down low, a 4-pitch walk, and he is on board for the third time today. And there are runners at the corners with just one out. Now, when there are runners at the corners and just one out, as I still have this run expectancy matrix up, you score 1.14 runs an inning on average. Obviously, there is now the possibility of a double play ball, which the Green Jackets have already hit into one so far this series. But Celedonio at the plate, 0-for-3, trying to put the ball in play here. And he will take a first pitch fastball at 93, up and away. 5 straight balls here for Varas out of the bullpen. International free agent signing in 2019 is Frander Varas. The 1-0, bounced in, 2-0. So 6 straight balls, 6-5, 185. This is his 5th outing of the year in 6 innings so far this season. He has struck out 5, given up 7 hits, and walked 5 as well. The 2-0, sliced foul down the right field line. And it is the first strike of the outing for Frander Varas. His last time out, he went 2 innings, gave up a hit, hit 1, but no runs, no strikeouts. His cleanest outing of the year. The 2-1 pitch, flown foul as well. Big cut taken by Celedonio. Backstrom led off this inning with a triple. Floyd grounded out, and Tavares walked. And you have runners on the corners now with one away. Tavares, a big lead off of first. He's going. The pitch taken low and in the dirt. There will be no throw. Stolen base number 6 of the year for Tavares. And there are 2 in scoring position now and no possibility of the double play. The count is 3-2. There is the base open at first. The infield comes in now with no force play. David McCabe 0-for-3 on deck. Backstrom on third. Tavares on second. 3-2. Inside. And it hit him on the elbow. So he will take his base the hard way. The 3rd batter hit by a pitch for the Green Jackets this series. And the bases are loaded with 1 away for David McCabe. So 2 strikes on 10 pitches thrown by Valdez so far. With the bases loaded, not an inspiring line. Yesterday, with the bases loaded, the Green Jackets scored 6 runs in the 10th inning. And McCabe to the dish now with the infield at double play depth. The first pitch is taken low for a ball with an off-speed one, 1-0. Green Jackets got all 3 runs so far this game in the 6th. They take a 3-1 lead into the final 3 innings. The 1-0 gets the zone. It is 1-1. McCabe so far 0-for-3, playing near his adopted hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina, where he played for a number of years for the Charlotte 49ers. The 1-1 launched to center field. Going back on it is the center fielder Weaver. It'll be deep enough to score the run. It is caught. Tagging to third is Tavares. The run will come in to score. It is a sacrifice fly for David McCabe. Give him 7 runs batted in on the season, and the Green Jackets take a 4-1 lead. Backstrom comes in standing up from third. Tavares takes 3rd base from 2nd. Celedonio stays put. And it is a three-run lead for the Green Jackets with Ethan Werkinger at the dish. 2 for 2 is Ethan Werkinger. An RBI single his last time up. Also walked, so he has reached 3 times today. And he'll take the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner. That run is charged to Mark McLaughlin, who gave up that triple to Backstrom. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball at 94 past Werkinger. Four won the score. One on, two away. Runners going. 0-2, taken low and away. Throw down to second is not in time. Big Maple gets himself a bag. His first stolen base of the season. And for a guy who is listed at 6'3", 230, he ran pretty well there. And he is in the scoring position. Two stolen bases this inning. And the 1-2. Check swinged. He went around and went around so far that he actually stopped after his check swing to be a little frustrated with himself. But the Green Jackets tack on another run courtesy of David McCabe's sacrifice fly. And we head to the bottom of inning number 7. Green Jackets up 4-1. You're listening to the Green Jackets Radio Network here from Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing. Ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling's still deep down.
Back here in the bottom of the 7th, you just heard Ivy by Frank Ocean. That was so that you didn't have to hear Baby Shark, which still gets played. Kids love it, and it is Education Day here in Kannapolis. Laura on the mound. First pitch is up and in. Backstrike Logan off the plate. Logan 0-for-1, a strikeout and a hit by pitch. Laura gave up a double, but got out of the inning in the 6th. The 1-0 inside 2-0. Laura 1-2 this year with an ERA of 2 even as of right now. He's a jumpy, wiry figure. Was at one point in time a big-name international free agent signing. He misses down low here 3-0. He was a big free agent signing after the Braves had finished up those international penalties from a couple years ago, signed as part of their first class back in 2021, pitched in the DSL last year. The 3-0 pitch here is in the zone for a strike 3-1. He was a starter in the DSL last year. A 178 ERA in 10 games, 9 starts, and a 182 batting average against. 3-1 to the 7-man Logan, who goes around on his swing, and it is 3-2. A fastball there got him. Lara, through 9 innings of work this year, has given up just 6 hits and struck out 12. He has excellent stuff. The 3-2. In there, called third strike. Logan started trotting down to first on a pitch that just got the edge of the zone. and I mean maybe by a fraction of a seam. And Logan thought he had gotten on base there for the second time today. Instead, he goes back to the dugout as the first out in the bottom of the seventh. A strikeout looking there that'll bring up Bryce Willits. Willits, a double play and a flyout for him today. Green Jackets up 4-1 here, bottom seven, with no one on and one away. First pitch inside for a ball. The 1-0, inside and low, 2-0. Lara, just 20 years of age, 6'3", 190. Tomorrow, it will be Connor McCullough who will go against Spencer Schwellenbach at 7 o'clock. The 2-0 pitch is in the zone for a strike. McCullough, the former Kansas State Wildcat. The pitch, outside and low, 3-1. So a couple of early hitters counts here so far for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. McCullough will actually have to be activated before his start tomorrow. He is currently on the development list. The pitch gets the bottom of the zone, 3-2. Good zip there, 94 from Lara, and there will have to be a corresponding move as Kannapolis is up to the maximum 30 active players right now. So we'll get you news on that tomorrow afternoon. 3-2 the count to the lefty. The pitch is grounded through between the first baseman and second baseman into right field for a base hit. First knock of the day for Willits. Found the right seam there between Backstrom and Floyd. And he is aboard with a single. And that'll bring up Janabiel Laureano. 1-for-2 today is 2-for-4 with a double yesterday. So 3-for-6 on the series. Wind has really picked up here, blowing stiffly out to right center field. This is something of a hitter's park. Center field is very deep, but if you can pull it, you're in luck as Lara misses outside and low, ball one. 6 hits now for Kannapolis. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. 4-8-1 for the Green Jackets. The 1-0 pitch misses low and away. Again, back to the breaking ball there. Laureano hitting 231. Willits on first, a big lead being held on by Backstrom. We've yet to see Klarno tested today. The 2-0. Taken for a strike at the top of the zone. On the paint. Lara taking his time to get set here. The 2-1 fouled off as Klarno sheds the mask, but it is out of play. A couple of kids trying to chase it down. Sort of a languid pace to this game now. We got through the first 4 innings in 50 minutes, and it has taken now a little over an hour to get through the next 2.5 on this beautiful Wednesday midday. The 2-2. Just missed off the outside corner. Good work by the home plate umpire, Michael Corbett, as that did indeed miss. These umpires have been very solid so far this series. Not a whole lot of borderline calls that have been disagreeable to either coaching staff. The third full count so far, the 3-2 pitch is all the way to the backstop. It'll be a walk as Klarno has to pick it up as time is now granted. The runner at first base, Willits, started off taking off as if maybe trying to grab an extra bag, but it ricocheted right back off the trampoline-like mesh. So 3 full counts so far in 3 batters, and Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, will come out to the mound. No action in the Green Jackets bullpen, given that Lara is a starter who has been shifted between relief and starting roles this year. And they're hoping to get some length out of him. Last night, the Green Jackets used Adam Shoemaker, Cedric deGrandpre, Ellison Joseph, and Landon Harper. Harper is probably on the back shelf at least until Sunday, maybe Saturday. He went three innings. So the arms that you could see today are the likes of maybe a Nolan Martinez, a Tyree Thompson, Jason Franks, Chad Bryant. Or Jared Johnson, who did get the start on Sunday. And is someone who they are being cautious with. 4-1 the score now here with one away in the bottom of inning number 7. Tying run at the plate. Two runs aboard. Weaver. Time is called. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So the count goes to 1-0. Lara has been frequently victimized by that this year. Makes it the third of his four outings where he has had a automatic ball issued to him. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Beautiful off-speed pitch there. I believe the backswing there from Weaver actually got Clarno in the chest protector, and Weaver kindly sort of gives him a nice tap just to make sure he is okay. 1-1 now with runners on first and second. The pitch taken low and in the dirt. Runner scrambling back to second. The throw back is not in time. They nearly had him back picked there. As just making it back in time is Willits. Floyd seemed to think he had him there. The word on Clarno is that he has a bazooka. He threw out already 14 base runners this year. He threw out 17 his senior year at Lenoir Rhine, right down the road in Hickory. The pitch was a ball. It is 2-1. The pitch, check to swing, he went around, and it is 2-2 on a fastball at 94. Lara, still kind of lanky. You think he could put on a couple of extra miles in velo with a full summer in the complex, perhaps. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Waved at feebly at a breaking ball in the dirt. And it's the second strikeout of the frame, the third of the game for John Carlos Lara. And there are two away now with two aboard. For the top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle out of UC Santa Barbara. Grew up in Palm Springs, California. His favorite athlete is Ozzie Smith, one of the greats. As he swings and misses at the first pitch here. Ozzie Smith, presumably someone who he became a fan of in Southern California when he was with the Padres, or perhaps he just heard about him being with the Padres back in, I believe, the 80s. It would have been a bit before his time. He played for the Cardinals for the vast majority of his career. 15-time All-Star was Ozzie Smith, thought of as being one of the best defensive infielders of all time. Also another Cal product, by the way, out of San Luis Obispo. The 1-1 fouled off, and it's 1-2. Sprinkle actually got to play some games at Dodger Stadium in Southern California, one of the stadiums that is absolutely on my bucket list. A true Art Deco wonder out there in SoCal. The 1-2, breaking ball taken up high, and it is 2-2. The runner's taking some big leads, some big secondaries here. First and second with two away. Three-run game in the bottom of the frame. Bottom seven with two aboard. Tying run at the dish with two away. The 2-2 pitch bounced up, blocked by Clarno, and the count goes full 3-2. Jason Franks begins warming in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Base is loaded, full count. The 3-2 is poked into shallow right field, dropping quickly. The right fielder is coming in. He slides and makes the catch. What a play made by the right fielder, Celedonio. He slides onto his back and takes away a couple of runs. A web gem from Selly, who sellies his way to the dugout. And we head to the eighth inning. The Green Jackets on top by a score of 4-1. Celedonio robs a two-run single from Jordan Sprinkle. We'll be back in a flash on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Back here in the top of inning number 8. Green Jackets up 4-1. It could have been 4-3 or worse. Janis takes a pitch. I don't know if I've ever seen a pitch like that. Janis just took a pitch that bounced on the grass of the infield and went behind him. Trackman is going to pick that one up as a bird or something. The 1-0. Again in the dirt, 2-0. We had a funny instance a couple of weeks ago in Myrtle Beach where they have a bat dog named Slider. And the Hawkeye operator got a frantic call. That's the video imaging system that tells, you know, how fast your pitch is, where the pitch is going, the velo of hits and stuff. There was a frantic call as the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Another pitch out of the zone. It's 2-1. A frantic call saying, you know, thinking that there was maybe an intruder or a loose baseball on the field or a rat or a possum. It was the bat dog who got picked up on their imaging system as if it were a ball put in play. The 2-1 to Janis, line foul out of play on the left-hand side. 2-2. Janis, so far today, extended his hit streak to 7 games. He singled his last time up, part of that 4-hit sixth inning. Green Jackets up 4-1 in the top of the 8th. The 2-2 fouled off and over our head. We actually had a turtle on the field in Augusta last week before the game in the rain, probably just looking for a home. No one on here. The 2-2 pitch flied into shallow left field. In fact, it's coming back in on the diamond. The third baseman Baldwin will make the catch. A pop out to begin the frame for Janis, who came into today leading the team in batting average, still hitting now .316, as that'll bring up Nick Clarno. An RBI single his last time up. No one on. Clarno gets hit. Well, if you're going to get hit, a 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball to the back of the calf is one way to do it, and he is aboard here. Fronder Vera still on the mound, not the steadiest of arms when it comes to command. Now just 11 strikes on 24 pitches, as he has now hit 2 batters and walked 1. Casanova, 1-for-3, grounds the pitch up the middle, could be 2. Second baseman Camiletti taps the bag, throws to first in time. So a 4-3 double play ends the 8th. And we will head to the bottom of the 8th with the score 4-1, as Lara will come back out to the mound for the Green Jackets when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at wowway.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please pick a side. I'll run from your boy. Who wanna die? My gun kill for joy.
Come take a bottom of the eighth here as John Carlos Lara returns to the mound for his third inning of work. He was able to strand runners on first and third courtesy of an unbelievable diving catch made by Jeremy Celedonio in right, as he will have to deal with the heart of the order 2, 3, and 4, Camaletti, Elko, and Baldwin. Those three are a combined 3 for 9 so far in this one. Camaletti is 0 for 3, a flyout, a groundout, and a strikeout as the lefty, the leader in the league in walks, digs in. And he will swing and miss at a first pitch changeup. Down to 184 is Camaletti. The on-base percentage still just over 500. Infield is back as the tattooed Camaletti looks out at Lara. The 0-1 tried to go back to the same well there with that off-speed pitch, but Camaletti lays off. It started off his career at Oakland, which is not in California, it is in Michigan, and then transferred to Central Michigan, where he spent the last 2 years of his college time. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Camaletti will take his timeout. 1-2, the count. 4-1, Green Jackets on top here in the bottom of the eighth. Leadoff man Camaletti trying to spark a rally here. The 1-2 pitch, way up high. Last night, the Cannonballers did indeed score in the eighth. They tied the game, and it ended up staying tied all the way through until the 10th when the Green Jackets took the victory in extras. The 2-2, right down the middle, called third strike. Lara just absolutely dotted that one. A little quick pitch action there, too, with no one on, and he gets the strikeout looking. Strikeout number 4 for Lara. And Tim Elko, 1 for 3 with another double. He has 2 doubles this series, is next up at the dish. Elko still leads the league in batting average, although he is dropping closer to second place. But the player who he would drop behind, Jackson Holliday, is no longer in single A. He has already been promoted to Aberdeen as Elko waves and misses at strike one. Lara is really starting his stuff so far today. The 0-1, swung on and missed, back to the well with the breaking ball. And it's 1-2. Lara's 4 strikeouts have tied for his most in any single outing so far this year. His last outing was a loss last week. He's got an 0-2 count on Elko. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. A 3-pitch strikeout to the best hitter in the league. And there are 2 away. Back-to-back Ks, 3 straight sent down by strikeouts for John Carlos Lara. And that'll bring up Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, 2 for 3. He is 5 for 8 on the series. The outfielders are very deep. The right fielder, Celedonio, is practically on the warning track for the lefty, Baldwin, who has just absolutely raked this series. He'll pop the first pitch up, though. Shortstop's ball. as McCabe actually will call for it and take it right in front of Ambioris Tavares. And it is a 1-2-3 inning on just 10 pitches for John Carlos Lara. We head to the ninth. Green Jackets up 4-1 here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. A new pitcher coming in. We'll get you the details when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sin tener labios, es como contradecir un sabio. Es curarse con veneno, que el diablo sea bueno y amar no sea malo. Porque duele el amor.
We've got a pitching change here in the top of inning number 9. And it is a grinder on the mound. Paulie Milto out of Greenwood, Indiana. 23rd rounder back in 2019. And he will have 8-9-1. Backstrom, Floyd, and Tavares do up. Backstrom tripled his last time up, and he will take a ball at 88. Milto, 26 years of age, used to throw in the high 90s, but after some procedures is now more of a finesse guy as he misses up and away 2-0 in the high 80s, which is not necessarily a barrier to success if you can do it well. The 14.54 ERA suggests that he is struggling, and his motion is a little herky-jerky. He brings his elbow very far out to the side, and maybe an after effect of those surgeries. He's down in the count 3-0 here to Backstrom, who tripled and scored the fourth run of the game is last time up. The 3-0 pitch is taken low, ball 4. Four-pitch walk here to open up the ninth. Backstrom is aboard for the second time today. And that'll bring up Francisco Floyd. 0-2 with a walk and a run. Also a ground out and a strikeout. Backstrom, a threat to run on first. Green Jackets have been thrown out trying to steal twice today, but with a pitcher who sits in the 80s on the bump, not the worst time to try one here up 3. Floyd takes ball 1. Tavares on deck has had a heck of a game. He has reached 3 times. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a low fastball. It's 1-1. Tavares on deck. A single, a triple, a walk, a stolen base, and a caught stealing. An action-packed day for the man from Bajos Dina. The 1-1 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go around? They'll appeal at the middle. They say he held up. It is 2-1. Backstrom off of first. 4-1 the score, top of the ninth. Backstrom's going. The pitch is swung on and fouled off, and Backstrom will have to go back to the bag. He didn't get the best jump there, did Backstrom, so he will go and retreat, and the count evens up at 2-2. No one throwing, and it would appear that Lara will remain on the mound. If he does remain on the mound, he will pick up, and he's able to complete this. I believe he will pick up a 12-out save for coming into the game, pitching more than 3 innings in a 3-run situation. The pitch is grounded up the middle, should be two. Shortstop to second for one, on to first. Double play. And it is indeed another double play hit into by the Green Jackets today. Their most in a single game all season. 6-4-3. And that'll bring up Tavares with no one on and two away. First pitch to Tavares. He holds up on a breaking ball, low and away. Tavares, a single, a triple, and a single. Approaching that Mendoza line, he also drove home his fourth run of the game in that inning. Misses down and in here. Tavares went 0 for 4 yesterday, so make him 3 for 8 now. Rather, 2 for 7 now on the series with a walk. Trying to get on board for the third time, the fourth time today. The 1-1 chopped foul. The 2-1, socked foul out of play, and the count goes to 2-2. That one flown over the concourse to our right. A little after 1:15 p.m. today, here in the top of the ninth. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, he went around, and he strikes out for the second time. Green Jackets send up the minimum in the top of the ninth. And to the bottom of the ninth we go. Green Jackets trying to lock down a win. They are up 4-1 here in Kannapolis on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the ninth here, Green Jackets looking to close it out for the second straight day in Kannapolis. Four runs, eight hits, and an error for Augusta. Just the one run on six hits for the home Kannapolis Cannonballers. Giancarlos Lara will remain on the mound. He entered in the sixth and is trying to lock down a 12-out save, which would be the longest save we've seen this season from a Green Jackets pitcher. I suppose, in theory, you could enter the game as a reliever in the second or third inning with a lead of no more than three runs and pitch the rest of the way and get credited with a save. But you don't really see that happen all that often. So it'll be 5, 6, and 7 due up. It'll be Pineda, Logan, and Willits at the plate. Pineda is 1 for 3, an RBI double along with a ground out and a fielder's choice. He drove home the only run of the game. And he'll take strike one here. Pineda, the Venezuelan catcher, got some good wood on that one earlier when he socked it down the left field line at 105 miles an hour. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. The 0-2 pitch. Missed low and away. Tried to tempt him there. Lara now up to 5 strikeouts, which is a season high for him in a single outing. He has looked very, very confident on the mound. even if he did make a fielding mistake that didn't end up costing him. He misses up and away here at 94. The count's 2-2 on the leadoff man, Pineda. Green Jackets trying to pick up their second straight win for just the second time this season. They would move to 9-13. The pitch. Chopped foul. The home plate umpire signaled a fair ball, but again, for the second time, he'll be corrected by the base umpire. And it is a foul ball, and that was the right call. The 2-2. Called third strike outside corner. That is a sword and a half from Lara, who picks up his sixth strikeout with a beauty of a breaking ball. And there is one away in the bottom of the ninth. Up to the plate and taking strike one is Drake Logan. Logan 0-2 today, two strikeouts and a hit by pitch. He was stranded at first back in the second his last time aboard. The 0-1 misses down low. McLaughlin on the hook for the loss. He would fall to 1-1. The pitch. Check swings. He didn't go. It goes all the way to the backstop. Lara hasn't thrown a lot of strikes so far today, but has been effective in two strike counts. The 2-1 up high, 3-1. This would be the first professional save for Giancarlos Lara. The 3-1, checked the swing and did not go. So it is a walk for Logan as he is aboard now with one away. And that'll get Jason Franks up and throwing back in the bullpen just in case. Lara now up to 64 pitches. As the lefty, Willits, digs in. He singled his last time up. Also grounded into, or rather flew into a double play earlier today. The first pitch is in for a strike on the outside corner. Green Jackets up 4-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. They picked up an 11-7 win yesterday, trying to make it two in a row on the road. Runner on first, the 0-1. Misses down and away, and it is all the way to the backstop as taking second base on the wild pitch will be Drake Logan. The Green Jackets are actually 5-4 on the road. A win here would improve them to .600 on the road. They're just 3-9 at home. Not the traditional splits that you see in a full baseball season. The count's 1-1. Runner on second now. The lefty Willits looks out at the righty Lara. The pitch, breaking ball, in the zone 1-2. They've given that as a passed ball on Klarna, which I think is a little bit harsh. But the scorers here, working very hard. Just Klarna's second passed ball of the season. The 1-2. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the dirt. Klarna will throw low and it gets away from the third baseman, other the first baseman, Backstrom. Well, we talked about the seven ways to get on base. We have now seen six of them so far today as reaching via the dropped third strike. And an error is Willits, and there are two aboard, and that brings the tying run to the plate. That'll be a throwing error on Klarna, not the cleanest of at-bats there, as he gets dinged with a passed ball and a throwing error. It'll go down as the seventh strikeout for Giancarlos Lara, but it will put the runner aboard on a throwing error by Klarna, the E2. And now there's two on with just one out for Laureano, who is 1-2. But 3-6 this series. He'll take the first pitch fastball up high at 93. Franks now warming with some vigor here. The 1-0. Misses low and away, 2-0. Tying run at the plate here with one out in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-0. Gets the zone, 2-1. Cabrera Weaver on deck is 0-3 with a double play and a strikeout. Laureano has put the ball in play, a single, a flyout, and a walk today. And a 2-1 count with two aboard. The pitch is taken just up and away. Lara trying to avoid loading the bases here on his 71st pitch of the afternoon. The 3-1. Fouled in and out of the glove of Clarno. And the count goes full. Well, we nearly got catcher's interference there, which would make us the full 7-for-7, but we did not. And it is a full count instead. 4-1, Green Jackets leading the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of inning number 9. A 3-2 count and one away to the 8-man Laureano. John Carlos Lara, 7 Ks on the day already, gets the sign. The pitch is bounced up and the bases are loaded. A walk, a dropped third strike, and another walk means the bases are juiced. And that is going to do it for John Carlos Lara, who was responsible for the tying run on first base. Jason Franks is going to enter and try to close it out. He needs two outs with the bases loaded when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With Wow Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Wow Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Well, you hear a little Frank Sinatra there. It is Jason Franks, who will try to avoid being flown to the moon here with a bases loaded situation. He comes out of the bullpen having a rough last couple of outings, does Jason Franks. He's gotten hit hard, gave up a dinger his last outing, but has a chance here to lock down a save. Franks on the season comes into today with an ERA of 6.23. This will be his sixth appearance of the year. His last time out, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk. He struck out 2 in just an inning of work. He pitched twice last series, but he gave up 6 hits and 5 runs over those 2 outings. And he's got the 9-man Weaver up at the plate. 4-1 the score as he misses outside and low at 93 to get started here. Green Jackets up 4-1. The tying run is on first base with 1 out here in the bottom of the ninth. Logan Glass is pinch running for the tying runner, Laureano, on first. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball at 92. 1-1. Franks, his ERA has actually been adjusted to 750 following a scoring change that took away an error from the Green Jackets his last time out. The whip is at 2 even. scuffling a little bit as of late, but a chance to make amends. The 1-1 pitch, outside and low. That one nearly sailed off the netting, blocked well by Clarno. There's no place to put the nine-man Weaver. Pineda, the leadoff man this inning, struck out looking. Drake Logan walked off of Lara. Bryce Willits struck out but reached on a fielding error by Backstrom at first on a dropped third strike, and Laureano walked at first. The 2-1 pitch, fouled off 2-2. A huge pitch here upcoming. Six runs batted in for the Georgia native Correa Weaver. Grew up in the shadow of Truist Park and Cool Ray Park, the Gwinnett Stripers Stadium. Weaver 0-3. A productive out here brings a run home. A homer ends it. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three with an off-speed pitch. A slider down low gets Weaver swinging. And there are now two away. That'll bring up Jordan Sprinkle, who represents the final out here for Jason Franks. Base is loaded, two away. Three batters have struck out already this inning. We have a chance for the rare four-strikeout frame. Sprinkle so far today, 0-4. A line-out, a pop-out, a ground-out, and a strikeout. The first pitch from Franks is blown right by him at 94.5. And it is 0-1. Logan off of third. Willits off of second. The pinch runner Glass is off of first. The pinch runner on first is the only runner that matters here for Jason Franks. The 0-1. Fouled off 0-2. And it's down to the final strike. Oh, and 2 the count. Base is loaded. Green Jackets up 4-1. Franks gets the sign. The 0-2 pitch is check swinged. He held up. And it goes to 1-2. Franks trying to notch his first professional save. It is his first time in a save opportunity, so no blown saves either in his career up to this point, which is just, as of right now, 13 innings long across the last two seasons. Sprinkle looks out. The base is loaded. The 1-2. Check to swing again on that slider down and away, and the count evens up at 2-2. And the pitch. Popped up. Might be playable here down the first baseline. Foul, and it will get into the stands, bouncing over near the construction. Crowd making some noise. Bases loaded and two away in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-2 pitch is grounded to third. McCabe Fields throws to second and the ball game is over. Jason Franks picks up his first professional save as the Green Jackets win 4-1 to pick up their second straight victory. A great night at the plate for Justin Janis and Ethan Werkinger. As the save will go to Jason Franks, the winning pitcher in this one, will be today's IT Guy of the Game, brought to you by Premier Networks, Seth Keller, who goes five innings of one-run ball. He improves to 1-0. Franks comes in and gets the save. Lara escapes the bases-loaded jam without giving up a run. Four runs, eight hits, two errors for the Green Jackets, one run, six hits, and no errors for the Cannonballers. The Green Jackets improve to 9-13, just a couple games back of Fayetteville. Ahead of them in the standings, Kannapolis falls to 12-9. Tomorrow, our game is at 7 p.m., the first evening game of the series, the first true night game of the series between these two teams. That'll do it for us here. Your IT guy of the game, Seth Keller, who was stellar on the mound as the starter. We'll see you next time. Green Jackets dub 4-1 the final on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Fill my heart with song and